Before we start the new Gemara, I just had a shtickle ha'ore from the Gemara we had learned yesterday. The Gemara asked Akasha, it says in the Baraisa, that big day kohune hayaitzi behem lemedina osa. One is not permitted to wear big day kohune. Lamedina chutz from Yerushalayim, it's not chutz from the Beis HaMikdash, it is also. It's only mutter on the Mikdash. So the Gemara is Takasha, Maisa of Shimon HaTzadik, but Shimon HaTzadik, Alexandrus went to be machiv the Beis HaMikdash, and Shimon HaTzadik put on big day kohune, and he went out lekrosay. Most as a maise that Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, and that was the tzur of the Malach that always helped him in his Mulchomis, and he bowed down to him. And he was Bevatar and Chulban Abayis, and he punished the Kusiyim who had enticed him to be Machiv the Bayis. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how was Shimon HaTzadik permitted to wear the Big Day Kahuna? The Gemara, you're not allowed to wear it, chutz l'migdosh. The Gemara says two terutzim. One terutz, eima ruyin l'big de kohune, it wasn't really big de kohune. He boys eima eis lasis l'ashem eiferu terosecha. Now she says, k'shebo eis lasis dover l'shmoy shal mokaim, muta l'hofer boi teira. If you're doing something l'shmoy shal mokaim, you're doing something for the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're allowed to be made for teira. So L'chayre, this is a shayla of pikuach nefoshes. He's going to come to be machiv the Beis HaMikdash. And what are the Yidden going to do? Stand by and watch? I mean, there'll be shreklach. There'll be so many kabonis. It's a shayla of pikuach nefoshes. So memele, so he did it. Al pikuach nefoshes is deicha kol ha'teira kula. A shayla. Why he put on this big day kohune. In Bemison I found, in the Rabbeinu Hananu, the Rabbeinu Yochum, Rabbeinu Hananu says, he boy is tame, eis lasis, l'ashem, eferet, esecha, kloime, eis hakona hoiso, ve'ein lemeiden mimeno. It's a eis hakona. And the Rabbeinu Yochum also says that there was a sakona. It's also modern. So the din that pikuach nefesh is doiche kolot teire kulu. We know from eis lasis Hashem eferu teire sech. I mean, there's libudim v'chai bem v'loishiyomus bem. But Rashi doesn't say this. Rashi says, k'shebo eis lasis dova l'shmoy shel mokei muta l'hofer boi teire. I mean, either one of the two. It could be, I don't know if it's emes, but it could be that, what would be Taka if Alexandrus Mugdim would come, he had conquered the world, he's going to come and be Machiv the Beis HaMikdash. And they're outnumbered. The Yidden Mestama were outnumbered by Alexandrus and his army. So, Wuklera Shaila, are they Mechuyiv to be Leichem with him? Perhaps the halacha is machiv the bayis. Fartik says machiv the bayis. Could be there's no chiyuv of mesiras nefesh for a beis hamikdash. That would even when mesiras nefesh themselves by the nes of Hanukkah, the meduba wasn't only the beis hamikdash. The avodas beis hamikdash. The meduba was there was a shas hashmat. They wanted to be yoyka the yesaidus hadas. Could be that. If they were outnumbered, could be the halacha is you're not permitted to, fight with him. Then if I can't, you're not permitted to fight with him. So it could be there wouldn't be a halacha of pikuach. So there's no pikuach nefoshes over here. That's what Rashi says, Anu din, eis lasis lashem abo lishmoi, this is mustama, the kima beis hamigdash, zikha, a kvoid of the shema kodesh bohu. So, because of that, it's a different heter of here, it's not a heter of pikuach nefoshes, it's a heter of, Eis las is double l'shmoy shel mokim. This is l'shmoy shel mokim. Muta l'hafa by Torah. We hear in the Mishnah, v'koyin godol oimed, that when they gave him the Sefer Torah, he stood up to be mekabelet. Mechlal shohu yoshev, v'aistais, till now he was sitting. Like the Gemara, v'anant nan, ein yeshiva bazor elo l'malchus beis David bolvat, shenema v'yovoi hamelech David v'yeshev lefnei Hashem, and for the Gemara, k'di omar abchizde be'ezras noshim, ochinami be'ezras noshim. That the Kohen Gadol was, did not find himself in the skriya wasn't ezras noshim. Ezras noshim, the darim kedushas azore. It's, so memele, so there's a heter of yeshiva. So memele, so, but, so the Kohen Gadol stood up when they, was makabu the sefer Torah. Let us see Rashi, ein yeshiva ba'azore, d'chsiv, la'amoid lo shoreis, ha'oimdim sham lifnei Hashem, le'matzinu bo yeshiva. Now, the Gvuras Ari and the Chsam Sofer, both are ma'oirer on this Rashi, la'amoid lo shoreis is nothing to do with ein yeshiva ba'azore, la'amoid lo shoreis is a halacha that sheiris has to be ba'amida. That's a didn't avoid it. That avoid it has to be ba'amida. Fine. But what is it? That doesn't mean you're not allowed to sit in the azore. That's a seder of avoid it. The Gvura Sari brings a gemore in Zvochim. Maybe there's one on the Yom there that ha'oimdim sham lifnei Hashem is also speaking about avoid it. And you need two psukim to tell us that it's ma'akev, that amid is ma'akev and the pasul's davoide if you did not stand. So Fakerti, he asks on Rashi. So Lamaise, he wants to say, and Rashi taka says in Sanhedrin, that the makoyer of, that ein yeshiva bazore, Rashi says it's halacha l'moishe mesinai, ve'ein mikra, Rashi, gemiri, the Gemara says, gemiri ein yeshiva bazore, it's halacha l'moishe mesinai. There's an iser, yeshiva bazore. That what we need this psukim, because these psukim are telling us, besides the iser, it passes the avoide. These psukim are telling us that there's a psul avoide. But the Issa Yeshiva we learn out from the Halacha L'moishe Mesinai. And then he wants to say, perhaps there'll be another nafkamina, why we need this psukim. The psukim are coming to tell us that by avoide you need amide. The pasuk is telling us that yeshiva is also. So what would be if you'd make smicha? Smicha is not standing and not sitting. So what would be the din there? So he wants to say, faker, taut sta haloch l'moish b'sinai, perhaps smicha is mutter, it's not yeshiva. But out the din avoid it, the pasuk says you need amide, so amide felt is also, smicha felt an amide. That's what the Gvura Sari wants to say. The Chsam Sofer says, he wants a femfarash. He wants to say that brings a rove in Zvochim that from Lamed L'Shoresh, you know that from one pasuk, you know that there's a psul of amide by avoide. Sheiris needs amide. I mean, it's a psul of yeshiva. So the other pasuk, Koim Dimsham Lifnei Hashem, is coming to tell us that if you're not by avoide, there's also an isa yeshiva. And Fakert wants to say the second pasuk is coming to tell us that filas smicha is also the oimdim sham. The halacha ma'ish mesinai only yeshiva is also, and Rashi says that filas smicha is also because Rashi had a kasha. Be'etzem the Chsam Sofer wants to say the Chsam Sofer says as follows: from lamed l'shoresh, you know by avoide you need amide, and somehow one pasuk you know it's ma'akib also. Ha'oimdim sham lifnei Hashem is coming to tell us that he's not coming for Avodah, because Avodah I know already. So Einish of Hashem is coming to tell us that the Samazoit, you have to stand in the Azor. So the Rashi is bringing, yeshiva. So that means, Rashi means from the second Pasuk. Avodah, no, from the first Pasuk. So the second Pasuk is coming to tell us there's an Issa yeshiva. So he says, why do you need this Pasuk? Typically, Al-Thaloch Lamayishim Yisinai. So he says, Al-Thaloch Lamayishim Yisinai, so only yeshiva is also. Smicha would be mutter. So Oimdim is coming to tell us that Philo Smicha is also also. So why did Rashi have to come to tell us here this? So he says very well, because you could learn Shat in the Gemara, you could learn Shat in the Mishnah, that when they gave him the Sefer, the Mishnah doesn't say he was sitting. The Kohen Gadol was Oimed v'Kairei. So it brings the Beis Yosef says, this is halacha, which is not too many people are aware of. When one is kaira b'toira smicha is osa. One should not lean b'shas kriya satoira. So one could learn pshat in the Mishnah, v'oimid v'kaira means that b'shas kriya is not even a soimech. He's not even a soimech. He's an oimid. Smicha felt an amide. So Rashi couldn't bring the halacha l'moisha misinai. The halacha l'moisha misinai is an yeshiva bazora. But that, and yeshiva bazor. But an oimed besmicha could be his mutter. So that's why Rashi says, no, we learn that from oimdim shom lifnei Hashem, that not only is yeshiva also, that there's a issa smicha also, nida mida mamish. So memele. So therefore you can't say pshat in the Mishnah that the oimed means he's not soimech, because Shtamas are not permitted to be soimech out the posik for oimdim sham lifnei Hashem. Loshna Rashi seen about yeshiva is a little dochuk lefize. Mainly it's seen about filas miche. Okay. Al kaponim, the elul malchay beis David, shenema v'yavi melor David, v'yeshiv k'sh'om alo inos nanovi, ata leisiv nabayis k'imilu yamech. V'heiche itmar d'rav chizde. So the Gemara says, "Kido Omar Rav Chizda." Rabbi says, "Rav Chizda said Ezra's noshim legabi another inyan." So just like he said it over there, we'll say the same thing over here that it's speaking about the Ezra's noshim. Aho, the sanya we learned in Abaraisa, heichin koirenboy. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says this Baraisa is speaking about the mitzvah of hakel, of a parshas hakel koi. So where did they lane the Sefer Torah? So the Tanakhama says Ba'azor. Abelezer ben Yaakov Oimer Bahar Abayis Shenema Vayikra Boy Lifnei Harachoyv Asher Lifnei Shehar Hamayim. So he brought a pasuk was Bahar Abayis. Now this pasuk Vayikra Boy is speaking about Ezra, that Ezra lane the Torah. This is speaking about Rosh Hashanah, when they came back by the Bayi Sheni, Ezra laimed the Torah there for them. So the Bereis is Medame, that Kriya, to the Kriya of the Melech by Hakam. Al-Koponim, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov has a posik. For Omar Rav Chizda be'Ezra's Noshim. So Rav Chizda said that, what the Tanakhama said, Ba'azore does not mean Ezra's Yisrael, it means Ezra's Noshim. So it seems this posik, can already include Ezra's Noshim. That's what Rabbi Nechanan seems to say Pshat and the Gemara. Afrizde ki Ezra d'chsibay v'yikabay l'fnei achoy v'ashel l'fnei shah ramayim be'ezra's ha'noshim ko. The Pasuk is speaking about Ezra's Noshim. So we see, so Afrizde said the Pasuk of Nehemiah is speaking about Ezra's Noshim. So it could be the Kriya, and by the Kriya of Ezra, so the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol was also Ezra's Noshim. Vayevorech Ezra es Hashem Elokim Agodol. Now we brought about this posik in Ezra already, so we'll be explained a little bit what is pshat in the psukim there. Es Hashem Elokim Agodol. Frek the Gemara my Godol, or we have a gears on the side by my Godloy. My Godloy. Omar Rav Yosef Omar Rav she Godloy b'shem hamafayrish. That Ezra said there the shem hamafayrish. why is that called Godel? So the Ben Yoyoda wants to say Tupshotim. Wamshari wants to say Shahanikudais Megadlois Oisiyais. It could be the shame on Mefeirish here, the Gemara means the shame shall Dalid Oisiyais, Kamoisha Unikre. So Godloi, the shame on Mefeirish, that means the Nikudis were pronounced differently. That's called, so the Nikudis are Megadl the Oisiyais. You have Oisiyais and then the Nikudis are Megadl the Oisiyais. That's Wamshari wants to say. Or Godloi, he wants to say, could be, is a lotion of Marich. He was Marich B'kriyas Hashem. Because he says, Shetzorich lo'imroi b'ne'imo arucho, u'marich harbei b'kriyosoi, k'dei she'lo yargirshu ha'shoimim ha'giyosoi heichu. Whenever the Shema Mefeirish was said, it was said in such an oifen, that a person who was listening could not hear how it was pronounced. That's why they were marich. They were marich with the pronunciation and the Shema Mefeirish. So that's what he wants to say. That's called Godloi. He was marich. That's what Shema Mefeirish. Rav Gidol Omar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Godel is that let's see what Rashi says. Let us see what Vayiborch Ezra Bahu and Yonah the Vayikra Lifnei Harchayv Ksiv. Now I think two dots belong here, and this is a new Dibur HaMasal. Baruch Hashem Alekim. It's Mishum Baruch Hashem Alekei Yisrael. Kach Tiknu Ba'Oisei Hayoyim Leima BeMikdash BeSoif Kol Broche UBroche Kedamrinen BeMeseches Tainis. Now, this pasuk is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. But Rashi is saying that Godloi, that they were then misakin in Ezra, and we find later in Nehemiah test, like it says, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, that they were misakin then to say after the broche this nusach, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Now, the Taisvis Yishonim understood from Rashi that then they were misakin to say after Abroche, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, but by the Bayis Rishon they said Amen. That's how Taisvis understood Pshat and Rashi, and Taisvis says they never said Amen. But by the Bayis Rishon they said Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam. And by the Bayesheni, they said, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Let's see the Taisus Yishonim for 1 minute. Baruch Hashem, the bottom Taisus Yishonim. Baruch Hashem, okay, so min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Lefi perish Rashi, mashma, she'soiver, she'oiseyem tiknu lo'ima kein, to say this nusach, avu migdash rishon ha'yo'imrim oisoy, elo'inin omen b'migdash. They just said omen in the base of migdash. And now they want mesakim to say, Baruch Hashem, oiseyem tiknu lo'ima kein, after a bracha. Maybe the Taisa Shonim says it doesn't seem like that. Shalom lohoi on the Omrim b'migdash. Elanira forish min oilam ad oilam, that they were mistaken to say min oilam ad oilam of ishekilklu aminim vakusim, shaho yo aimrim shain oimrim shain oilam ela echot, petikno laima min ha oilam vad oilam laima shnei oilam is yesh. That's what they were mistaken in the Bayesheni. Och aminim pekaroye, Shetiknoloim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam nehaminim. And that's shat godloi. V'ainu godel shegodel ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba. That's min ha'olam v'at ha'olam, that's the godel. That they said that there's two olamis and the Rebbein Shem is godel in both olamis. Agav Uche, Rab Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim explains that in the bias rishen, that everything was begoloi, was Ashkos Ashchina by the Bayis Rishon. So a person walking into the Beis HaMikdash would not be able to say that Ein Olam Ela Achas. Walking into the Beis HaMikdash, you saw everything. Everything was begoli there, and they knew that there's Olam Esol Yoynes, and this Olam, no one could say that in the Beis HaMikdash. By the Bayis Sheini, that there was no Ashkos Ashchina, so Memela, one could walk into the Beis HaMikdash and say, Ein Olam Ela Achas. So therefore they were misakin, but we don't say this in the Beis Hamikdash. We say min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. That was the godel that they were misakin. And now Rashi doesn't say klo that, that the takona was before they said amen. Once it could be according to Rashi, Rashi means they were misakin same like the Taisa Shishonim says. Al koponim, we have now a machloikis, Rav Yosef and Rav Gidl. What is the taich of this posik by Yevorach Ezra Hashem Elokim Hagodl? So Rav Yosef and Rav Shoshay Godloi B'Shem HaMefayrish, and Rav Gidl Omar Baruch Hashem Arisom in Oilam Ad Oilam. Omar Le Abaye, so Abaye told him, Freire told Rav Gidl Eistis. V'dilme shegidloi b'shem ha-mefayrish. How do you know? Maybe takipshad is the way Rabbi Yosef HaMarav says. Amalei ein oimrim shem ha-mefayrish b'gbulim. If it's not in the Azori, you can't say the shem ha-mefayrish. So memele, so it wasn't the shem ha-mefayrish. V'loi, frag the Gemara, you don't say the shem ha-mefayrish b'gbulim, boksi, let us see the girsas ha-goyim. By his aku bekoil godel. It says later in Nehemiah test, by his aku bekoil godel. But Omar Rav Gidl himself said, Shegidloi b'shem ha-mefayrish. So here Rav Gidl said over here before, that can't mean b'shem ha-mefayrish, because you only say it in you don't say it big bull only in the Azore. And here it's speaking by Vices also was an Ezra's Noshim. And there Rav Gidl says Shegidloi b'shem ha-mefayrish, and for the Gemara Hiroas Sho Hoiso. Then there was a Hiroas Sho, and then they said Hakadosh Shem ha-mefayrish Shefila b'gvul. And we'll see that the Yizaku Bekil Godol Hashem Alekeim, this was when the Anshei Knesset Agdeile was mispalol to be mevatol the Yetzahorah of Avodah Zorah by Klal Yisrael. So memele, then they said the Shem HaMefayrish, then there was a Eiro Asho. Now the Gemara is going back on this posik. We'll go weiter with the Girsus Agron, the Gurin Hashas. Now we're going to explain this posik. By Yizaku Bekel Godol El Hashem Elikeyem. Yeah. My Omo. What did they say? What were they mispalol? Omar Rav Yitaymer Rav Yochanan Baye. Let us see Rashi. Rashi Bigvulin Kolchutz Lazore Kori Gvulin. That's why Rav Gidl did not want to say that they said the Shem HaMefayrish in Ezra's Noshim. Baye Loshen Zoke V'Kublon. They started tining to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hainu hai, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, the Achrevei LeMikdash. Through, because of this Yetzirah, the first base HaMikdash became Chorev. V'kalye LeHecholai, and because of this Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, the Hechol got burnt. V'katlinu LeKula Tzadiki, and all the Tzadikim were killed because of this Yetzirah. V'aglinu LeYisrael Me'arayim. V'adayin Merakid Beinom. And we still have it. We're up to the second bias, and they said, oh, but we still have this Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Klum Yahavte Lon, Rabbeinu Shalom, why did he give it to us? El le kabule be'agre. We should get schar. Fakert was a tremendous Nisoyin. And as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Menashe told one of the Meroim that if you would have been in my times, you would have run after, you would have lifted up your coat and run after the Avodah Zarah. So the whole thing was that we should get schar, fakert, that we have this nesoyin, and we're not nikshol. Loi iyu boinin, v'loi agre boinam. We don't want it. Rabbeinu Shalom mevat on the schar. It's lighter, it's korev lehefsed v'rochik mischar. So memele, so we don't want it. Nofa lohu piske, mirikiye dave kosev bo emes. So a piske fell min hashamayim, a ksav, was written emes. So emes, omar, rav chanin eshma minoch eisom eshal hakadosh baruch hu emes. What is Pshat Emes? There was a Bakosha. So the Rebbein Shlom had to be masking to the Bakosha. So that was the Haskoma of the Bakosha. So the Eibishter's Choysim, his Haskoma with Aleph Mem Sof, that's the first Ois and the middle Ois and the last Ois of the Aleph Beis. So that's how the Rebbein Shlom was masking to their Bakosha. And then that's Chesom Inshallah Kodesh Boch. So they were Yoshev B'Tainis. Vaistois Tzvila was not enough. They needed Tainis. It was a 3-day Tainis. And afterwards, Masru Nele. So the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was given over to them. Nofak also ki beguye de nure. Mi beis kotshe akadoshim. It came out from the kodesh akadoshim a lion of fire, and that was the yetzahore of avodah zarah. Now, what was this lion of fire doing with the kodesh kadoshim? So the Teres Chaim says that just like the yetzahore is given. The Gemara says in Broches that Yetzirah is daimel zvuv, and he's al miftachei halev. So the Yetzirah is put, the lev is the shayrish and the iker of the Adam. That's where the Yetzirah is put. That's his place in Adam. So in Mokaim, he was put also in the shayrish ha'olam. The shayrish ha'olam is the kodshei kadoshim. That's where the Mokim Shin is Yasei Ta'olam. So the Yetzirah in Mokim was put there. There's a vote from Rab Chaim Voloshna. He said, Yachshev Liboy Keneged Kodesh Kadoshim. The Leiv Ha'odom is Keneged the Kodesh Kadoshim. That means the Leiv and the Odom is Keneged in Mokim what the Kodesh Kadoshim is. So Al Kaponim, so just like the Yetzirah is B'chol Avovcha B'shnei Yitzrecha, the Yetzirah is b'mokim aleiv. So in mokim, that's the leiv of the oilam. So that's the kodesh kadoshim. That's where this Yetzirah was. Amaluhu Navi Yisrael. So the Navi told the Yidden, Hainu, this is the Navi Zechariah, Hainu Yitzre Davidis Kechov. This is the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, that's Pshat the Posik. Vayomer Zois Harisha. This is the Risha. This is it. They got their formal introduction. Bahadi the Tafsuhule, when they chapped him, I mean, he got out of the Kodesh Kadosh, and they were able to chap him. Ishtemit Binise Mimazye. So one hair fell out from his, a lion has a lot of hair, so one of his hairs fell out. Veroma kolo veozel kolei arba meis parsi, and the koil went arba meis parsi. That's tachsimil the shetach of Eretz Yisrael. Omru heichi navet. There's a problem now. Dul mechas v'shol merachmer leimina shemaye. Somehow this koil will be Ma'ir Rachmei Shemaim, Amalu Novi Shadyua Beduda de Avro. You should put this Yetzahore in a lead keli, v'chafyua lepuma ba'avro, and also cover the keli with a lead covering. Ba'avre mishev shoiv kole. That the coil will be absorbed in the lead, so his coil won't be heard anymore. This is Mamish Sisrei Teir, but Al Kaponim, Shenema, Al Kaponim, the Teichwerta will know. Vayemer Zeis, Nefshad the Posik, Vayemer Zeis Harisha, Vayashlach Oisa Al Teicha Eifa, Vayashlach Es Evan Hoi Feres Al Pia. So Fartik, some Mele, they were able to, they were Mevatel, the Yetzahor of Avodah Zarah. Amru. So now the Anshik Nesak Deilu said, Oil Ve Yisrotzen, no? It's an Yisrotzen. Ni Boi Rachmi HaYitzra Davere. There's another big Yitzahor, the Yitzahor of Gili Aroyes. That's also a big Yitzahor. Bo Rachmi, The Imsa, so they went Muslim and Muslim with the same Baye Baye, with the same thus, Rabbi Nishlam, it's a Shrek. The Imsa Bidayu. So they got a hold of this Yetzer also. Omar Lahu, I don't know who told them, if the Yetzer told them or someone else told them. Chazu, you should know one thing. The Katlisa Lay Lahu, Gavre, if you're going to kill this Yetzer, Kal Ya'alme. The world won't be able to exist. The world needs the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. So they wanted to check on him and see if it's Takachu. Chavshuha Tlosa Yoime. So they imprisoned him 3 days. Ubo Beyosa Bas Yoime. B'chol Eretz Yisrael Lo Yishtake. They were looking for a Beye. And after 3 days, and the Sarashi says, the Chimum of Afila Vahilodis Beye, you need the Yetzahore. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom made this Yetzahore, and this Yetzahore is needed for Inyone Pirya Berivya, Afila for a Beye's Talna girl, you need this Chimum of the Yetzahore. So Memele, if you'll kill the Yetzahore, so it's bottle the Tachlos Oilem, Moshevish Yetzahore. Omri Echinavit, so what should we do? Niktale, if we'll kill him, Kal Yaum, so the world won't exist anymore, the world won't be able to continue. Libo, Irach, Mea Palge, we should have that, it should be half and half, that, on the Noshim Hamutores, a person should have a Taive, on the Noshim Asures, a person shouldn't have a Taive. Palge Berikia Loyovi, that they don't do already, you can't, Kachlina Laine, so they went and they blinded him. Bishavkua, he took away the eyes of this Yetzer, and he's around still. So what did that accomplish? So this accomplished that a person, the Kroivim, Bito, Yachoisoi, those Kroivim, they were Mavato the Yetzer. So somehow this Indian of I mean, just to perhaps understand the Teitschwerter, we see Leisusurachei Enechem Zuznus, that the Einayim is the Leiv and Einayim is Treisir Surei Daveire. So by taking away, some of this Yetzahore has more than Einayim, but by taking away the Einayim, somehow it accomplished that the Giriya Yetzer Bekroivosei became bottle. The Nenyakev, they bring down, Son of Yosef brings down from the Yaris Dvash, wants to say, Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there are 10 takonis that Ezra Seifer was Mesakim. One of the 10 takonis was that Eishe Chegeres Sina, Mipneitz Niyusa. So he explains Pshat in the Gemara that Sina was not the only, he said like this, that before Takonis Ezra, a woman, Fashteitzach, that went out in the streets and that mingled with men, that Fashteitzach, she was a Tzanua. When she came home and she was with her family, then in the home they weren't makpit so much. So Memele, so the brothers, the sisters, the father, the daughter, they weren't makbet so much in the home. That was before Takonis Ezra. So Ezra was mesakin sheteishach geres sinner bibneitz niyusos. He says sinner is only a moshul. That Ezra was mesakin that in the bayis kufa there should be a tnius from her brothers and parents. So that takone was the sibe that al-kaponim by the bnei, like this, if they weren't, she wasn't so tnius stick in their house, that gufa could have brought about a giri hayetza. But that was the takonis Ezra, so that kachline la'ene, that took away this nesoyin of the, from the mishpacha kreive. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, היי באחווה לבייס המקדוש, מבקשים רחמים שימוסו ביודם יצהורה של עבי דסקחו. לקבולי אגרי, שנוחף אויסי ונקבל שכה, הוא הווה ביג, זה ביג פייט, נמוגד שכה, דסקי כסב, אמס כלי ממסקמני אימוכם. אומלו נובי זכאי בן עדו, בניסה סייר, בדודה דאברה, בסיר של איפרס, this was a pot of lead, וזי סרישה ויש לך איסלותיך איפה, ויש לך אבן איפרס על פיום. שויב קולו, that he said that the lead makes that it deadens the קול, נכנס הקול לסייך איפרס ואין יצ ממנה. קל יעלמה, יכלה הוילם, שליטי פיריה וריביה, ועשו בס יוימו ביאן אלדס בוי ביוים, כפי שפוסק החימום מן המייים. אפילו אויסן שאיברת על נגאוס כבר אינו מזבשלם במייה, אישו זה כוח החימום was given to the יצהור, and if you'll be מבט על יצהור, so all these עניונים which need חימום will become מזבשלם. לפלגי שישלת באודם לזוקק לאישתי ולאי לאחרס, That they don't do. Kachlinu simu as ein of ayidei kachil. Zog te gemore weiter. Bemarove masni hoche, Rav Gidol oma godel, this is the same Rav Gidol from before, she gidloi b'shem ha-mefeirish, that is again the sposob, v'izaku b'kail godel al Hashem alekeim, she gidloi b'shem ha-mefeirish, This was a Rosh Shot. Ramasna Oma Hakeu Hagodul Hagiber Vanoir. That they were Mesakin, that they say Hakeu Hagodul Hagiber Vanoir. Vahoda Ramasna Mesayil Adav Yeshua Ben Levi. The Oma Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Loma Nikro Shmon Anshei Knesses Hagdoilo, Sherziru Atoro Leyoshna. ואומר זה דעתו ליושנו, עושה מוישה אומר הקהל הגודל הגיבר והנוירה. עושה ירמיה ואומר נוחים מקרקרים ביכו, לא איי נירו איסוף. Where is the fear from the רבינים שלנו? There was a מרדק זולזול in the בייס המקדוש. לא אומר נוירו, עושה דניאל אומר נוחים משתבדים בבונו, איי גבור איסוף, לא יום הגיבר. הוסעינו ואומרו אדרה בזוהי גבורוסוי שכיבש אס יצרוי דגוינצס מין שכיבש אס רצוינוי שנויסן ערך הפיים לרשויים לצה גבלדו כגבורם ואילו הן נראוי סוב של מולי מירוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא היך ומאחס שחילו לסקיים בין האומס. That means there's a midah of moira is a midah of Meira that Tosfos Yeshanim brings down, Heichu ma'acha shechel iskayim ben kolo umes, p'medrash Rabbi Tanchume, andrine sholos Rabbi Yeshua, g'doylo ha'kivso sho'imedes ben shivim za'evim. That he was in the spoil, that this kivso, Klal Yisrael, who was like a lamb, stands with between 70 za'evim, d'umas o'ilom, and it still exists. Omaloi, so Rabbi Yeshua told him, Godol Horoye Shematzilo. The Yashakeich is not the Kibso, the Yashakeich is the Roye. The Roye, the Rabbi Yeshua. So that Neiro Oisov is. Frag the Gemore, Verabonon Heichi Ovdi Hochi Bookri Takante the Tokin Moshe. How the Yirmiye was Eicher. It was like a Neira, Daniel was like a Giber. So how could it be like a Moshe Rabbeinu said, Akela Godel Giber Van Neira? Omar Rabbi Lozor, Mitech Sheyoidim Bakadosh Baruch Hu Shamitehu, Lefikach Leikizvu Boi. That's a Meredike Gemara. That means they realize, Zicha Moshe Rabbeinu said, Akela Godel Giber Van Neira. And that's true. But in their Tkufa, they did not see the Giber. They did not see the Neira. So to say Gibor without understanding the Gibor, that's Be'emes Asheker. Fi madregosim. That's not emes. I say giba, but I don't see any gvur over here. I say noira, I don't see. There's noira, but I know I can't, if I can't see it, I can't say it. So they didn't say it, Take. And they knew Pakel, that's the midas emes of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Zamoridike word from the stipler in Birchas Peretz and Parshas Ekev, the stipler says, we see, no, well, let's go a little further. But the Anshek Neses Agdoila, Echziru HaTorah LeYoshna, Pakel, they were able to be masig in the Hester of Golas, in the Chashchus of Golas, Heineng Buroysev, Heineng Neroysev, which the others did not see, they did see. So Echziru HaTorah LeYoshna. But Al Kaponim, if they wouldn't have seen it, if the Anshek Neses Agdoila would not have seen it, so they also wouldn't have said Gibor V'Noyra. So whatever, so if we have now the Shemayne Esrei, Akel, Agodol, Agibor V'Noyra, it's because the Anshek Neses Agdoila were massing in the greatest Hester, Heineng V'Roysev, Heineng Neroysev. So the Stipler, so it comes, so, or else they wouldn't be Masakit. So he says, it comes in Shemayne Esrei, we say in Moidiv Al Nisecho Shebechol Yoyim Imonu. So how can a Yid say on Nisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imonu? So Vaistachoyz, that every Yid could be Masig, that Rabbein Shalom does Nisim with him every day. Or else they wouldn't have been Masakin it. If a Yid can be Masig, Vaistachoyz, thus a Yid can be Masig. So he explains what are the Nisim that occur every day. So he says, Be'emison, all the occurrences that occur is Be'emison is Nisim Nistorim. Everything that occurs that, we're so used to it, and Deslo Dachma says in an oath, he says, let's say if the Seder would have been that a person dies and you bury him and he'll grow up, alive. You wouldn't be in the spoil from it. That's what happens. You put in a dead body in the earth and it grows up. But it doesn't happen. What does happen? You put a seed in the earth and then the whole thing comes out. At least this you understand. This is also not understandable. No, since we live with it, so that's my statement. That's how you grow. How do we do with this gewaldic, the godless of tzmiche from a gag and echad can come a whole elon with we live through this ness. So that's a ness which Be'emison, our whole tog tegla chachayim is poshet enisim. But we're used to them, so we're not makir. But that's taka the nisecho shebecho yoyim imonu. He says, then there's other nisim that a person, doesn't realize. A person, sometimes he does something and he's a mutzlach. So people say, oh, erat agut, a mazel, erat a shlim mazel. But he says that this mazel and thus this is mamish and ness, which, I mean, the other things which we understand, the cause and effect. Why, if a shteitzach, you plant and it grows, that we understand. But, we think we understand. But al kaponim, there are other things which we're talking not, we don't understand so much the cause and effect. So we're toile erot agutta mazel, but that's zichanism. That a zicha abazunder in ness, that he was matzliach in this nekude. He says, and then during a person's lifetime, the zikha matzovim, everyone's lifetime, where he realizes, mamish, that nisim were done with him. But usually, he forgets them a few days after they occur. But the emison, he says, the inyan of nisecha shebecho yoimi mono, a person, if he be misboinen, he could see it. And that's why the Anshek Neses Agdoila were misakin it. That what the Gemara says, Hein Heng Gvuroysov, Shemarich Af, the Zamiridike Moshel from the Ber Mayim Chaim. The Ber Mayim Chaim says a Moshel, there was a father that had a son, and one of his limbs got infected, poisoned. And the only etzer to, that the son should be able to live is to amputate this limb. It can't be otherwise. So, he'll go now and take a knife and cut off the limb. And the son will be screaming away and thus. But he knows this is the only way the son can live. So he says, if he's not a giber, so he can't do it. He is a kerachim oval bonim. So what'll be? So the son will die. That's what'll be. I mean, if you don't amputate it, the son will die. But he's a gibber and he loves his son, so that's a mechadik gvurim. So he says that's Remesim Pshat, that Remesim, all these inyonim, that Meshabdim Bibonov, and all these things, this Lamaisa Vinishvi is a tikkun for the Chatoim of Klal Yisrael. Golis is Mechaper, and these Yisurim are Mechaper. So, but the Rabbein Shalom cannot turn away. The Rabbein Shalom has to be there and has to be Mesavivit, and he does this. So, hein gvuroisav. This is the gvura of the Rabbein Shalom. Which ain't like a gvura gdoila mizu. The Gemara says that, we're translating the Pasuk. The Marove Masna Hochi, Chavgidol Oma, Godol, Shagidloi Bishem, Ama Feirish. Mas normal, that was the positive, Yisakul Bekel Godel, Akel HaGodel HaGibel VaHanoira, Shehziru HaTora LeYoshna. So it says Godel to tell us that Shehziru HaTora LeYoshna. So the Mephor Shemeska, Merdik Kekashe. Moshe Rabbeinu said Akel HaGodel HaGibel VaHanoira. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. The Yirmiyeh didn't say, Yirmiyeh didn't say Noira, Daniel didn't say Gibber, but God's what everyone said. And now the Gemara wants to say, from this Pasuk, Erziru Atora the Yoishna, that they said Gibber v'Noira. But the Pasuk says, V'Yizako Bekoil Godel. So where do you see from Godel that they said Gibber v'Noira? L'chayre, it's a modern pshat. So Dachsmedin Yaakov wants to say pshat, that before, when Moshe Rabbeinu said Godel Gibor V'Noira, so the first title was Godel, and then like this was the crown to the other two titles, Gibor V'Noira. So Godel was a crown to Gibor V'Noira. When they took away Gibor, they took away Noira, so they took away the crown of Godel. Hirziru Atora L'Yoshna, that the Godel became what it was before Bisman Moshe Rabbeinu. Let us see Rashi. Okay, la godo la giba vanoira shalla yisafonim. Oiv de kechovim mekalkirim beicholoi. Shero yim yeso sorei nebuchadnezzar nichnosim laheichol umeriyim boi mekechol retzainam. They were merim boi mekechol retzainam. So there was no awe, there was no fear. Loi omar noiro. Beparshes hine chanamel ksiv oise chesed lalofim umishalem avoin ovois alcheik b'neim achreim hakeil hagodel v'agiber Hashem tzvokei shemoy. Yeah. Toniel loyom agiber b'tfilosoi b'sifroi. If the Chum Mishtabne Bebonov Zeh Shivim Shona Zeh Gvurosoi Shekoivesh Yitzchei Koloshonim Alolush Nishtabdu Behem Umarich Apoi Al Kol Agzeirish Shegoizrem Albonov Benishom is Marich Af Eilei Nero Isov Shil Molei Meiroi Min Yemachu Benat Alomei Nero Isov. So Yirmiyah says from the Yom HaChubin, you can see Nero Yisov, I mean, that's what Ashik Lesser Veil says, Shekolo Umeis Nesvu Lahashmidom B'Niskaimu Mehen. Spakant Rabbi Yankevem the writes in the Siddur that what Klal Yisrael existed in Golus is a greater Nes than the Nisim Mitzrayim. If a person will look at the history of Klal Yisrael, so it's a greater Nes than Yitzias Mitzrayim. They say from one of the rebbes, he said pshat in the posik, ad mosai uscho bashvi visif altacho biyatso. He said pshat in the posik is as follows. The rebbe Rabbi Zisha Dachsma said this pshat. He said, Rabbi Nishlon, in the Golas we see the Gibber, we see the Neira, ad mosai uscho bashvi visif altacho biyatso, that we should see your tiferes and your ois, davke in these in yonim. That Klal Yisrael still b'shvi and they still existing is almost showing them the Gibber and Neira of an andere Oifen.
Zog de Gemara weiter. Vekoirei achrei mois v'ach be'osa. It said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol leaned achrei mois v'ach be'osa. V'reminu, we learned, medalgin benovi, v'ein medalgin b'teira. You're not allowed to be medalik from one place to another place. But the Gemara leikash, kan b'chdei she'yavsik atulgimin. That means, the Seder was when the person was a Kohen b'teira, so the betulgimin, after he finished saying the posik, the betulgimin touched over the posik in Aramish. So, if in the time, that means like this, kan b'chdeisha yafsik atulgimin, kan b'chdeisha lo yafsik atulgimin. That means as follows. If in the time of the dilug, the tulgimin is still speaking, so memela, then he's allowed to be medalik, he's allowed to be goylo, because there's no tircha de tziburim. The tzibur is listening to the tulgimin, and in that meantime, he can be goylo to the next mokim. But if it will take more time to be goylo, that means in the meantime, the metulgimin will finish the posik. And there'll be more time. So then he's not allowed to be medalig because ticha de tzibure. The tulgimin finished being medalgim and now everyone is sitting there or standing there and he's being goylo. That's a ticha de tzibure. So then he's not allowed to be medalik b'teira. Medalgim b'novim, medalgim b'teira. Leikashe, kam b'chdei sheyavsik atulgimin, then it's a medalgim. Kam b'chdei shelo yavsik atulgimin, if the tulgimin will not be finished by the time he's goylo, then he's permitted to be goylo, to be medalik. Trek the gemara v'alok toni, medalgim b'novi ve'ein medalgim b'teira v'at kama medalig. When can he be medalig by a novi? B'chdei shlo yafsik atulgimin. Vice is by a novi there's such a tnai that you only permitted shlo yafsik atulgimin. Ha b'teira klal klaloi. Afilu there won't be a tircha de tziburi. You're still not allowed to be medalig. So Mamela, so we're back to the Kasha. So how is the Kohen Gadol allowed to be medalik? Omar Abaye loy Kasha, kan be inyan echot, kan be shnei inyonim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, kan be chdei she yafsik atulgimin, hodik toni ein medalgim be parsha rechoike mize, מפרשה רחוקה מזה שקיים שגוילו ספר תוירה עד מוקים הדילוג יפסיק התורגם למתרגם פוסק שקורא קוירי. If before he reaches the next parsha, the place he wants to learn, the betulgim will finish. בנימצא ציבור יויש ונמצפין אין זה קובע ציבור, so then you're not medalic. אבל לך באוסו סמוכי לך אמויס. ביוכל לגלל שום קוידם שיפסיק התורגם. So the Gemara says that, no, it says in the Baraisa Vaistachois that by a Novi Gufa, that's the Shia Ad Shalai Yavsi Katulgimin. So Vaista is by Teure, that is also awesome. So the Gemara says, Be'inyin Echot, Kegoyin Hocha, Sheshtei Aparshis Medabas Be'inyin Akipurim Midalgina, U'Bechdei Shalai Yavsi Katulgimin. Boho Diktoni, Da'afilu Bechdei Shalai Yavsi Knami Lo Yidalik, B'Shnei Inyonim. That's two Inyonim. לפי שדברי תורה היא עזורס באונשין ומצוות, בצורך שיכנסו בלב השוימים, כשאודם יוצא משיטה אחת לשיטה אחרת, אין אין נויח להסבוינם. זאת אומרת, שבוק יסד פשט מרשי as follows. That is clear. A person cannot tear his mind away from one Indian to another Indian. He's involved in this Indian. I once said a vote, a good word from Rav Moshe Greenfield, Gesund sein, he said, the Moses and Shabbos, Shekoi Rebbe behind Mesechta, Leite Shalanda be Mesechta. Rebbe licked in der Mesechta, Fregam, Nishma, Zayta Mesechta. Rebbe licked Nishma, der Mesechta, he can ask him all over. But if he's completely involved in one thing, you can't ask him someplace else. The story is told, Rav Reuven Zuchain Lebrocha once had a Shia and Teire Bedas. And after the Shia, someone innocently came over to him and asked him if the right to Kikash on a different Gemara. He went away, he couldn't answer him. Because if a person is in one Indian and he's like a licked in their Indian, so you can't go to another Indian. Now, Divrei Teure, Rashi says, is as horis ba'onshim u'mitzvah. That means this is not meiselech. It's as horis and onshim and mitzvah. So you have to know it. It has to penetrate. You have to understand it clearly. So by Divrei Teure, they wanted that the people who are listening should hear and understand and comprehend what is being said. This is as horis, onshim and mitzvah. You have to have the true picture of what is being said. So therefore, there was a takona. If it's two different inyanim, a person can't grasp the second inyan. If it's all the same inyan, so a person can grasp it. But if it's two different inyanim, so a person can't grasp it. And since these are azoris and onshim and mitzvahs, so they wanted to make sure who grasp it completely. Masha'en came by a novi, it's not azoris, onshim and mitzvahs, so if it's two inyanim, it's eichnish kefelos. They won't grasp it completely. It's eichnish ekvel.
Sagt die Gemara weiter, wo Hassanje bin Echuse, mit Dalgim beteure beinien Echot, u benovi beschneien Jonim, kan bekan bechdei shelo yafsi katulgimin. But by both of them, you can only do it if shelo yafsi katulgimin. They mit Dalgim in Novi le Novi. But from one Novi to another Novi, that is also. Benovi shel shneim also, Medalgim, from one Novi to another of Shnei Moshe, is your medalik, but actually, Dalg, Misoifa Seifa, Litchilose. Misoifa Seifa, Litchilose, Besanyi Ben Yichusa Rashi says, Misoifa Seifa, Litchilose, Lemafreye. Should not be medalik, Lemafreye from a Novi. Let us see the two Taisus, hein? Vat kamo hu medalik, Bechdei Shelo Yavsi Katulgim. So the Gemara asked Akashe, Gemara understood that this is going on Novi, not on Teire. So Taisa says, maybe this is going on Teire. Let's say a Teretz, a Teire koi. And it means that you learn the Baraisa Sal. Shim diktoni ein medalgim beteire. You're not medalik. Hoda kama porish. Vat kama muta ledalik beteire. Maybe the dalik is going also on Teire. Berdesh la yavsik atulgimen. Vodosu bereish. Berdesh yavsik atulgimen. Everything is speaking about Torah. The Bereis is speaking about a medalgim, v'at kama medalik, b'chdei shelo yafsik. And a medalgim means b'chdei she yafsik. B'shlem edein achanam, v'a motzo l'shnu yeyochi, ala bayi metaretz lo ha'emes, kan b'inyinecha, kan b'shnei enyonim, k'desanya, because the Bereis attacker says that the truth. That l'may says that by Torah, afilu, it's b'chdei shelo yafsik atulgimim, it is also also if it is me'inyan le'inyan. Let us see Taisus adaf ayin, ubavach le yedalig misayfa sayfa le'tchilosoi, ein leforsh misayf treyos le'tchilosoi, dim kerefele betchilosoi le'sayf, and ami lo yedayne b'chdei sheyafsi katulgimen, al misayfa sayfa le'tzad chilosoi, klal loy. Zogte gemore weiter, v'goylo sefer teure, and then he says, "B'goylo sefer Torah." And then he says, "Meniche b'cheike b'ayim ayosim ma'ashikarosi lifneichem kosev kan." Really, I only learned Achei Mois and Emor, but there's more written in the sefer Torah. V'kol kach loma kedei shelo loitzi las al sefer Torah. So Trashi, v'kol kach loma loma tzorich loima yoisim asher kerisi lefneichem kosov kan, shele loitzi lazo sefer Torah, k'sheroi noisei k'ere parsha shlishi salpeh, so they'll have a kasha, why didn't he lay the third parsha, in a veinik, yisfum she sefer Torah chosar oisa parsha. So therefore he told them, no, there's more than I'm laying in it, but I'm not laying it. U'ba'oser shel chumish hapkudim k'ere alpeh. Frag de gemore amai, niglel ve nikri. So why should you lay in his balpeh? Let him be goylo to bamidbo. And they'll lay in it in a venik. Amar apuna bereid rabbi Yeshua amar av sheishes. Vafi shein goylo lim sefer teure betzibo mibnei kvoy tzibo. Al tekvoy va tzibo,
Fakert, they'll have to wait. This is the reason that I see Shonim says from the previous halacha we had, that ain medalgim, if b'chdeisha yafsik ha-meturgimin, because the halacha is, you're not allowed to be goylo, but tzibo, m'nei kveida tzibo, it's not a kveida tzibo that they should have to sit there and klotz till they'll be goylo to the next mokim. For this reason. So take out another Sefer Torah. Why do you lay in it Balpeh? So take out another Sefer Torah for Parshas Bamidbar. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Omar Mishum Pgomoy Shel Rishon. No, it's a bezoyin of the Rishon. So Rashi says Pgomoy Shlo Yoimru Chosaru. You brought out a second Sefer Torah, so that'll, that's like a pagam. The Zogin, you might see, he could say the Nusach, what he said, the Yosem HaShekos of Kam, but there'll be a pagam. People will say, it is Chosah. Reish Lakish Omar Mishum Broch, She'ein Etzrich. Reish Lakish said, Mishum Broch, She'ein Etzrich. We'll have to make a new broche. Now let's just like to tell over a beautiful kasha that the Magen Avraham asks on the Shlo HaKodesh. About Moiridik, how the Magen Avraham had everything on his fingertips. The Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Tes Vov, Sifkotn Vov, brings down a Shlo HaKodesh as follows. Shlo HaKodesh says that if a person is eating Shabbos and they bring in chveis dessert, so the Shlo HaKodesh says, no, so he wants to eat the dessert. So if he eats the dessert, let's say he'll make a bere priyet on the dessert, and then he'll bench. The benching will patter the dessert. He won't eat the dessert now. He's going to eat the dessert, but not now. First, he benches before the dessert, and then he's going to eat the dessert, and what does he gain from this? He'll make another bracha, make a bracha chayne. So, l'chayre, this is a bracha she'ein etzrichi. In the middle of eating now, you want to eat the dessert, you're going to eat it. I mean, so eat it now, and then partake. So the Shlo HaKodesh says, during the week you're not allowed to do it. But Shabbos is a problem of meya brachas. Person doesn't make meya brachas. So if you'll do this in order to make meya brachas, you're allowed to. So whenever there's a problem, meya brachas, there's no time. It's not a brachas she'ein etzrich. I need this brachas. I need an extra brachas. Not a brachas she'ein etzrich. Frek the Magen Avraham from Agemore. Agemore says, the Kohen Gadol, why don't they bring another Sefer Torah? Because we have to make a brachas she'ein etzrich. Frakta Yom Kippur, you also have a problem of Meir Brochus. You also have a problem of Meir Brochus. The same problem, maybe a bigger problem than you have on Shabbos. And good, the Kohen Gadol had 8 extra Brochus. Abul Kaponim, some we also had a problem. So Fakert, watch out a Brochus Shein Etzriche. That's Magen Avraham's Kasha and the Shlo. A beautiful Kasha. Rabbi Kevei Getzeichens to an Evan Ha'ezer in Simen Reishud Beis. Seven Oiz and Simon Reshid Bey says as follows. He brings down the Zeruah says as follows, that the halacha is, if a person is eating an Iker and a Tofel, so the halacha is, Mevorech al ha-Iker u'Peiter es ha-Tofel. That's the Peiter es ha-Tofel. Let's say, for example, he's eating a fruit that's very, very sweet, very, very fatty, so he can take a davar charef afterwards he takes a maliach after the fruit, so the maliach, even though the bracha of the maliach is a shakel, and he's eating bar priyet, he makes a bar priyet, and that patos the maliach. The bracha al peiros that puts peiros on maliach, because this is a tuffle to the achila. Zokt the Er Zeruah. What is if the tuffle is also choviv to him? So he can eat the maliach first and make a brocha on it. and then eat, and then eat the ikka. Verkehrt the tzanin to make more brachas. As I said, there's a rule. Fragt the Rama, and you need to make more brachas, it's a brachas ain't a tzriche. As I fragt the Rama. So the Eben Eiser wants to verämpfer the Erzeru, as he says as follows. He says it matters. He says, Be'emesin, by let's say this case, he has an Iker and a Tofel. So he's going to make a Beire Priyait. The Beire Priyait will patter the Meliach. Is this really the Brocha of the Meliach? It's not the true Brocha. You make a Shahakel. But the din is that it patters it. It patters it. It's a din the Brocha Likapait. Since the whole Achila of the Meliach is out Tofel to the Iker, so the Birchus Ha'ikah patters the Tofel. So the Beir Priyetz will patter the Meliach also. So he says, fine, he'll patter the Meliach. He says, but what if the Meliach is choviv to him also? So forget, let him make the right broch on the Meliach. Let him make the broch Shahakel. Forget. If he's doing something that's called broch Shein Etzriche. It's forget. He's making the correct broch. The way it is being made now, it's not the correct broch. But the Allah is that he can point the rest of the Tofel. So if you want to make the correct broche, there's no din of broche shein etzriche. Because the way you're doing it now, you're not making the correct broche, but that's the halacha, that's what you do. So he says, Memeila, in the case of the shloh, he says if he's going to eat his dessert in the middle of the suda, so what's the broche achoine? Bichas hamozen. Now bichas hamozen is not the broche achoine on dessert. No, pshat is, since it's a tovel to the suda, so the bichas hamozen, patas the pas, patas everything that was tovel to the pas. So memeilus, I'm not really making the real broche. No, the din is, you don't have to make the real broche. Zuch to shloa kodesh. Listen, but if al Shabbos, you want to make more broche, I don't have a broche, tovel yale broche. Taka comes in nach a broche, so makes a new broche achoin. It says, ma she'en came by us, it's the same broche. It's the same Birchas HaTorah. So you're not gaining anything by making the correct bracha. It's the same bracha. There is a bracha shein etzriche. That's what Eben Eiser wants to verämpfer. Now we have to know befrat, the Rishash asks here Akasha, you have to know befrat what bracha we're speaking about over here. The Rishash understood we're speaking about the bracha Rishoyne. Now, yesterday we mentioned the Gvuras Ari says, Mevorach al HaTorah, the Gvuras Ari says, Mevorach al HaTorah means the Brocha, that's what Rashi says, the Brocha Achroin of Torah. But let's stop 1 minute. The Rishash assumes we're speaking about the Brocha Rishoyin of Torah. The Rambam Shid is, you make a Brocha Rishoyin also. So we're speaking about the Brocha Rishoyin, so the Rishash says, he doesn't understand why do you have to make a new Brocha. If a person made a Brocha on a fruit, and they had in Zinn, and they're going to bring another fruit, yet it didn't say, the pater's little pater. Why does the Rishash Mushe say, why does he have to make Pachlal a new broche? The Rishash says, could be it's a besondere Indian of Kovod HaTorah, that if you bring a new Sefer Torah, this is different than fruit. If you bring a new Sefer Torah, you have to make a new broche on it. That's how what the Rishash wants to be mitzvah. Bachsumi, according to Rashi in the Gvuras Ari, we're bechlau not speaking about a brocha rishayin, we're speaking about a brocha achroinim. So what's the brocha shayin etzriche? I mean, we have to understand what's it is going with the brocha shayin etzriche, but the brocha achroine, I mean, lechayre, it means he said a brocha achroin on the first one, and now he's being another sefer Torah. You have to say a brocha achroin on the second one. He says, then l'chei the shayla should be, why shouldn't the brocha achroin and the second one patter the first one? Maybe it's not here, they returned it already, it's raised in the klo. You have to know klo what the brocha shein etzriche is, if we will assume that they only made a brocha achroin.